Italian art, principally Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes, yes, Leonardo da Vinci, eh? Well, I'll have him here, too. Dead, burn it anyhow.
What's the matter?
Oh, I'm looking up the phone number that fellow Professor Thistlewaite was talking about yesterday. That Leonardo da Vinci. But it don't seem to be in the phone book.
Well, why don't you look in the dictionary?
In the dictionary? Why, you fool, it wouldn't be in the dictionary.
Certainly it would.
Oh, it wouldn't.
Well, the fellow that sold us that dictionary said it would.
What are you talking about? How do you mean you said the dictionary would have Leonardo da Vinci's phone number in it?
He said it was under a bridge dictionary, didn't he?
Yes.
Said it'd have everything in it.
Well, what about it?
So it must have that phone number.
Oh, yes. Well, he didn't mean that. Now, let's see.
Well, who is this da Vinci feller, anyway? The one that's coming in here to pick up that package pal left?
No, he ain't the feller that's coming in here to get the package pal left. The feller that's coming in after the package is named Newcomer. Newcomer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see now. Maybe it's under D.
Well, what do you reckon is in that package anyhow, Zeb?
Oh, I don't know. Hector said that through the hole in the package, it looked something like a football suit. Let's see now. D, D, A. Oh, dagnabbit. It ain't in the D's neither.
Well, you'll find it if you look in the dictionary.
Oh, you won't, to tell you.
Well, why don't you look and see? Why don't you look and see instead of being so dad darn bullheaded?
Yes, but I tell you it ain't there. Now, quit pestering me about the dictionary. Maybe it's under L here. Let's see.
Well, I'll look it up in the dictionary myself. I bet you I can find it.
Yes, I suppose so. Go on and look it up, then.
Say the fella's name was Leonardo da Vinci.
What'd you say?
Did you say the fella's name was Leonardo da Vinci?
Yes, yes, Leonardo da Vinci. But you won't find his phone number in the dictionary. You're just wasting.
Well, it just is in the dictionary. What do you think of that?
Huh? What? Oh, you're crazy, I tell you.
Well, look at it. Look at it. Here it is. Right in front of your eyes. There. There's his phone number. Leonardo da Vinci, Italy, 1452.
Well, I'll be switched.
Think you're so dad darn smart?
Well, he certainly must be an important fella to get his phone number in the dictionary. Well, I suppose I'd better call him up and get it over with. What's that number again now? Italy, 1452. Rouse Central up here. Probably sleeping late again. Hello? Hello? Yes. 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 I want Italy 1452. I say I want Italy 1452. Italy. Italy. Well, all right.
What's the matter there now?
Oh, should it have to talk to long distance operators.
Yeah, sure. Always trying to dodge work, ain't they?
Yeah.
Putting the work off on someone else.
In fact. Hello. Yes. Yes, 5-2. Oh, Dad, Ding, what's the matter with you gals? You all deep? I said Italy. Italy. Yes. The number is 1452. That's it. The fellow I want to talk to is Mr. da Vinci. Yes, that's it. Oh, my name? It's Winterbottom. Oh, shucks. Well, all right. Dang it.
Ain't he at home?
Oh, she said it'd take a little time to get that connection. Said she'd call me back. You know, it's a pity a fella can't call a phone number without having to wait for this.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
How do you do, Mr.?
Gentlemen, I have something here that no business should be without. The finest form of advertising in the world. Something is going to bring people into your store. Here, take a look at this. There you are. The Staticole 6.
Yes, but that's nothing but a radio set. How's that going to bring trade into the store?
Why, with music. Music. If you want to influence people, play music. Haven't you ever heard the story of Orpheus?
Orpheus? No, I never heard that one.
Well, Orpheus was a wonderful musician. He played on a lyre.
And how's that?
My partner's a mite hard of hearing, mister. You said a lyre, Ib.
Who?
Why, the feller.
Yeah, I figured he was the minute he started talking.
I beg your pardon, but lyre is a musical instrument. Oh. That's what Orpheus played on. It's something like a harp. And when he played it, even the trees and the rocks were moved.
Played a harp and moved trees and rocks, huh?
Yes, played a harp and moved trees and rocks.
Oh, shucks, that's nothing. There was a fella in our neighborhood that played a saxophone and moved six families.
Yes, but I'm...
No, I don't figure we need a radio, mister.
Not today.
You see...
Wait a minute. Wait until you hear this set operate. You've got a treat coming. If you don't mind, I'll just hook it into this light socket right here.
Yes, well, look out you don't get your finger in there. Eb got his in the other day and just about burned
all... All right, just wait a minute.
Yes, now. You say you got a treat coming, Eb?
Absolutely. Now, there you are. Now, you see this little dial here with a little knob?
Yeah.
Just twist that and you can get anything. Mm. Now, what would you like?
Well, I'd sort of like a cup of coffee and a ham sandwich.
Yeah, me too, and put some mustard in mine.
No, I mean you can get any kind of radio program you like. Symphonies, jazz, comedy, dramas, mysteries, serials.
Yeah, I like them.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do too. What's your favorite serial? Sherlock Holmes?
No, oatmeal.
Oh, now, say, listen, I'm not talking about things to eat. I'm talking about programs, radio programs. And this set will bring in anything.
Well, let's see it bring in that sack of taters out in front of the store.
Oh, I mean anything on the air. It will get distance. Now, for instance, have you ever heard the station at New Brunswick?
How's that?
I say, have you ever heard New Brunswick?
Why, no, mister. We ain't even heard the old one.
New Brunswick's the name of a place. Say, what's the matter with you fellas anyway? Now, look here. You see this knob here?
Yes.
This little knob,
yeah. That one there, yes,
that's the one. Well, that's for shortwave reception.
Shortwave?
Yes, it's shortwave. Mm-hmm. Now, you just turn that, and you can pick up police cars.
Well, for how much?
Yes, if they don't want too much, we'd kind of like to pick up a good car.
Ah, for Pete's sake. You don't... Oh, what's the use? Now, here, I'm going to turn this set on, and I want you to listen to the marvelous tone quality. Well, what do you think of that?
Well, now, say, that's pretty darn good, ain't it?
I'll say it is. And did you notice how you could hear every single instrument? Notice there where the oboe came in?
Well, what's he looking for?
Who? What was who looking for?
That hobo that come in.
I didn't say hobo. I said oboe. Oboe. That's a woodwind.
A what?
A woodwind. It's a woodwind.
Yes, Eb, you know the old saying. It's a woodwind that nobody blows good.
Oh, say, do you want this set or not?
No. My grandfather ran a store without a radio, and my father ran a store without a radio, so I reckon I can.
Yeah? Well, I suppose if your grandfather and father ran a store without brains, you'd try and run a store without brains, too.
No, I'd take the selling radio sets.
Say, look, I hear
you. How much is that set, mister?
$50.
Sakes, that's a mite of money just for radio set.
Yeah, but put this set in your store, and inside of 2 weeks, it will pay for itself.
Pay for itself? Well, that seems fair enough.
Certainly. And besides, you want a radio to listen to the big game, don't you?
Yes.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just leave this set here. You try it out for a day or two and see if you don't like it.
Ah, sure. I wouldn't listen to a dad-darn football game if you paid me to do it.
Well, now, never mind, Deb. We'll give it a trial anyhow.
That's the ticket. And I'm telling you that after you've listened to it for a while, you're going to be crazy about this set. Crazy about it. Well, I'll drop in at the desk first of the week.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, goodbye, mister. Come in again and...
You dad-darn fool, we don't want no radio. How can we afford to pay $50 for a radio set?
We don't have to pay it. Didn't you hear him say it'll pay for itself? Just a second. Here's that call. Hello? Yes? Yes, this is Mr. Winterbottom. What? Wait. Oh, Em.
Yeah, what is it?
They got me connected up long distance to Italy.